like being comfortable. This is strictly a lazy man's instrument, as I'll demonstrate here before long, I think. And I think there was a little something written in the program about the instrument. Maybe I better tell you another word or two before I start singing, because as a rule, the instrument is more interesting than my singing. So this is an old family heirloom, been in my family for about 138 or 9 years, something like that. It was handed down to me by my grandmother, who used to play it herself. And this is, I think we were a little confused there. There are several instruments called the dulcimer. This is the only one, though, that is ever called the dulcimer. If you ever hear one called the dulcimer, you know it's this one. Back up in the mountains where this instrument actually originated, that's what this one was called, D-U-L-C-I-M-O-R-E. And it's strictly an American instrument, 100%. It originated in the southern Appalachian Mountain area, so if you've never seen one before, it's not surprising, because there have been very few of them this far south. I came from up in Kentucky, incidentally. Brought it down with me. For my first number, I'd like to sing for you an old song that was a favorite of my grandmother's, and was sung in church a good bit by a great uncle of mine who was a preacher of sorts, and especially when he got very happy and really felt his religion, he would be apt to break out with the old time religion. That old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It's good enough for me. Just give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was tried in the fiery furnace. It was tried in the fiery furnace. It was tried in the fiery furnace. It's good enough for me. Just give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It was good for our fathers. It was good for our mothers. It was good for our fathers and mothers. It's good enough for me. Just give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody, makes me love everybody. It's good enough for me. Just give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will do when I'm a-dying, it will do when I'm a-dying, it will do when I'm a-dying. It's good enough for me. Just give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion, give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
Well, as I said, this is the perfect lazy man's instrument, because you almost have to be sitting down to play it. And if you want to just leave it laying handy, you can always reach up and just grab it, and it doesn't matter which end you get turned which way if you're not especially particular whether you're playing a major or minor key. Turn this way, we are in a minor key now. You get a rather weird chord. You noticed, of course, I guess, with it turned the other way, the influence of the bagpipes on this instrument, those musical drones, give it that bagpipe effect. Now, this is completely different, turned this way. And now for the song that I have on the program, The Wayfaring Stranger, a song that's been sung in churches throughout the South for a long time. At least one of the verses has. This first verse is not a religious verse, but I think it helps bear out and bring real meaning to the second. Wayfaring Stranger. I'm just a tired and weary traveler behind a mule that's powerful slow, a-jogging on
to debt and worry. The only place that I can go. My father lived and died a farmer, a reaping less than he did sow. And now I travel in his footsteps, knowing less than he did know. I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, a traveling through this world below. And there's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going home to meet my father. I'm going home no more to roam. I'm just a going over Jordan. I'm just a going over home.
We just couldn't get along without Cousin Archie. Let's give him another hand. Now Shirley is coming to lead us in the singing of In the Garden.
Miss Thelma has asked that we sing the first and the last stanzas, feeling that most of us know the words anyhow, and I believe that we can follow along. For our scripture for this, and on the Sabbath we went out of the city by a riverside, where prayer was wont to be made. And we sat down and spoke unto the women which resorted thither. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. All right. I come to the garden.
If you want to at this costume, my wife did. But I thought perhaps some of you are interested in this saw. And I changed the program a little bit, beginning with the costume. You know, some folks don't think this saw's any good for a carpenter use. And I just thought perhaps you'd be interested to know that this saw will actually do a little bit of sawing. So I came prepared to show you actually that it will saw a piece of wood. Now this is a little piece of wood, but I think I can do a pretty good job at it, being left-handed. It's only a 6-point saw. Now today, since this is the Sabbath day, I picked two songs to play for you today. Both of them are familiar to all of you. First one is The Old Rugged Cross, and then Sweet Hour of Prayer. I want to recognize Dave Stryker, who has consented to play the accompaniment on the organ. Wait a minute, Dave. I have to do a little bit of getting ready here. You know, a carpenter always comes prepared. I remembered that my bow here kind of came undone, so I got a pair of pliers to fix it and tighten it up a little bit. If you'll just bear with me, we'll get this thing right.
Just because I'm curious, I wonder if there are...